listening to WXBI. It's your radio, it's my radio, it's independent radio for open minds. And this is Archie's Archives.
Hello. If you or someone you love is interested in classical music, listen carefully. This program is for you. We will play for you some of the best pieces of classical music and having you screaming for more in no time. My name is Arch and this is Archie's Archives. Last movements, the finales of various classical works. I thought that for this week we will listen to some second movements or slow movements. These second movements are usually slow moving pieces, slow movements of various works. At first I thought I would select the second movements of the exact same pieces whose last movements we listened to last time, but some of them were not appropriate, so that plan doesn't work. Also, some of the slow movements are a little on the long side and I don't really know what to do about that. Obviously, because they are at a very slow tempo, if they were short as well, they would be over in about 6 notes. So it makes sense that they're going to run a little longer than the usual 5 or 6 minute pieces we usually feature. Last week, some of those tracks went a lot longer. I'm going to try and arrange these pieces more or less in historical order, that is, the pieces written earlier in the 18th century first, and moving up to 20th century pieces last of all. Also, we are back to this MIDI version of our A minor Bach fugue. I'm sort of done with piano transcriptions of it. Okay, this entire show is going to have only Bach, Handel, Mozart, Mendelssohn, Brahms, and Dvořák. So there's not going to be a large variety of composers, though probably from your point of view that's a huge variety right there. But there are numerous composers that come after that, and I mustn't neglect them. Those are the main composers I'll be featuring today. So there's going to be lots of Bach, followed by lots of Mozart, and then I forgot to mention Beethoven. So here's the first Bach. It's a triple concerto for flute, violin, and harpsichord, one of my all-time favorites. And the slow movement only has the 3 soloists and a cello playing. So there's a flute, a violin, a harpsichord, and a cello. Thank you. Okay, we heard this one very recently. It is the concerto for two violins in D minor. Thank you.
This is the slow movement from Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 for flute, violin and harpsichord. Thank you. Johann Sebastian Bach lived around 400 years ago. He would have got his first job just about 1715, which is exactly 400 years ago. So we don't have everything that Bach wrote. Some of it has only come down to us as it was rescued from a butcher shop where the paper was being used to wrap beef. I think they got it before it was actually used to wrap beef. But we know of several concertos Bach wrote, which he later rewrote for two harpsichords. Harpsichords were the big thing back then, though they had been around for 100 years. Rich families were just beginning to own a harpsichord, just like people used to own pianos back about 30 years ago in the US. So Bach's boys, about four of whom grew up to be major composers, were all harpsichordists. And when they were about 15 years old, Bach rewrote his violin concertos into harpsichord concertos for them to play. For now, for the piece I'm going to play, only the two harpsichord version is available in Bach's own handwriting. So, back in the 1950s and the 60s, people in Berlin and London and Paris and so on tried to figure out what the original two violin version was like. When people heard it, they said, oh yes, this is fantastic. This must be exactly how Bach wrote it originally. But some people thought the two solo parts were too different. So they guessed that the original must have been for a violin and an oboe. And that's the version I'm going to play, the slow movement of BWV 1060 for violin and oboe.